In the year 1921, my grandfather is born. The first radio broadcast of a baseball game is aired. The first Miss America is crowned. The tomb of the unknown soldier is dedicated by President Harding. And Wilmington receives one of its iconic sculptural monuments, the Keenan Memorial Fountain, the centerpiece of Market Street and Fifth Avenue. The fountain, carved from Indiana limestone, featuring tiers of spraying water, carved turtles, gargoyles, and classical figures, was designed by Currier and Hastings of New York, the same architectural firm known for the 1911 Beaux-Arts New York Public Library. William Rand Keenan Jr. gave the fountain, costing $43,000, to the citizens of Wilmington in memory of his parents. It was sculpted in New York and then shipped via 30 railroad cars and reassembled in its current home. The landmark of our port city brings to mind a bounty of images other than its obvious striking beauty and water jets. Pink azaleas in bloom around its base in the spring, prankster soap suds foaming from its basins, and a periodic penchant for acting as a magnet for cars to its base. There were debates going back even to the late 1920s about the potential traffic issues as the car became the popular mode of transportation. Finally, in 1953, the North Carolina Highway Commission called it a hazard and made a decision to remove the fountain. Our local press even pushed hard for its removal. There were some proposals to move the fountain to South 3rd Street by Greenfield Park, and even by the bridge over the Cape Fear River into Wilmington. Wilmingtonian Lewis T. Moore, local historian, photographer, and preservationist, led a successful campaign to allow the fountain to stay where it was intended. In a letter written to Moore in the 1950s, it was noted that some of the trouble came from drunks and reckless drivers who collided with the fountain, but it is always the fountain's fault. Sounds familiar, huh? He worked with local architect Leslie Boney to find a compromise to allow the fountain to stay in place by removing the lower tier to allow room for traffic with the double lane. It reduced accidents, but there has always been visibility issues at night. Night lighting of the fountain has always seemed to be an afterthought. It has been lit a variety of ways as long as I could remember. No lighting, small incandescent flood lamps around the base, and high-wattage street lamps around the plaza, which appeared to actually make the fountain even darker by drawing your eye to the light instead of the fountain. After intensive research and some success in other public lighting projects, the Wilmington City Council has found the solution. Musco Lighting, an American lighting company who claims the notable accolades of lighting Mount Rushmore, the Statue of Liberty, the White House, and even our very own city and Thalian Hall, has been working on installing a lighting scheme worthy of a national monument in our hometown. And as the fountain reaches its 100th birthday in a matter of years from now, it will be good to know that our people should be safer and our local sculptural fountain will be safe and glowing appropriately as our other national treasures.